Well, hopefully you can see me and can hear me on the WebEx a little bit different today than what we normally do. But we're going to call the technical committee, advisory committee meeting to order. And so the first order of business, we want to do a roll call to see who's on the line. So Carrie, please.
Hi, we have here, we have Bill Hardy. And then when I announce your name, if you could say present, Greg Walton.
Yes, present.
Nick Hall.
Present.
Chris Gentry. I think Chris Gentry is here. He doesn't have microphone. Doug Boom. Lori Van Hook.
Present.
Matthew Bullock.
Present.
Sean Hayden.
Present.
Erica Tate. She's muted. Did I miss anybody? Okay, I see John Stoll. And I believe that's it.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. And there's gonna be an echo, but I just ran out a little bit of that. So the first one is the first order of business will be approval of amendments. So we would entertain a motion to enter to approve the minutes.
So I think the echo is because the podium has a microphone that's still on. If you mute the podium, it might get rid of that.
Does that help everyone?
Or it'd be the room 301.
Well, we'll just have to go on.
Just have to live with it. Greg, you're muted if you're talking. Oh, you're muted now. Greg, you're still muted.
Okay, now it says I'm unmuted. Can you hear me? Okay, fantastic. Appreciate it. So here's where we would entertain a motion for approval of minutes. Would anyone like to make the motion?
So moved.
And that was?
Matthew Bullock.
Matthew Bullock. Is there a second?
Second.
And that is?
Sean.
Sean Hayden, okay. Is there any discussion, any comments, any changes to the minutes? If not, signify by saying aye for approval.
Aye.
Any opposed? Then it is approved. Let us move on now to old business project update.
Okay, starting with the City of Evansville projects, the Covert Avenue project. Work from Green River Road to I-69 is nearing completion, and construction from Van Avenue.
Is someone speaking?
Yep. You're not here?
We're muted.
Oh, collectively we're muted.
Yeah, Pam, the host is muted, so if you're talking through that one, you'll have to unmute it.
Yeah. All right, how about that? Is that better?
That's good.
All right. Covert Avenue project. Work from Green River Road to I-69 is nearing completion. Construction from Van Avenue to Green River Road is ongoing. Walnut Street Phase 1, which is under construction, the phase from Weinbach Avenue to Rotherwood Avenue is complete. And grading and subgrade treatment work between Rotherwood Avenue and Lodge Avenue is underway. The signal preemption project. The project has been moved to a February 9th, 2021 letting. Signal head replacement project, where we're replacing 8-inch signal heads with 12-inch signal heads. A structural analysis will be required for the reuse of the signal poles. We had two signal modernization projects let in October. Both projects have been awarded. Both went to Regal Inc. For the low bid prices. Vandenberg County project, Franklin Street Bridge over Pigeon Creek. Environmental document was submitted to NDOT on October 16th. Warwick County, we got the Bell Road project, which is under construction. Van Road to High Point Drive, the mainline construction is nearing completion. Utility relocation is complete between Oak Grove and Van, and storm sewer installation is underway. Warwick Trails Safe Routes to School project, 7 of the 9 properties are secured, and the final tracings were submitted November 2nd. Moving over to Kentucky projects, Green River Road sidewalk project. The title work is complete and the documents have been submitted to KYTC. The city is waiting on the right-of-way funding obligation from Kentucky. Watson Lane project, the TIP amendment for design funding was approved, and KYTC is waiting on the federal authorization of the additional design funding. And Kentucky 2084 at Kentucky 812, the right-of-way is clear on that project.
All right, for the end updates, B40075 at University Parkway in St. Joe. Construction is complete, pre-final scheduled for 11:13 tomorrow. B41059, that's State Route 62 over Bruce Ditch. Apparent low bidder is Regal. The low bid amount is $2.4 million. R37845, which is intersection improvement, it's a median U-turn at US 41 and Hillsdale Road. Right-of-way engineering completed. Getting the lighting group in place with vectoring, and the final tracings are expected at the end of the month. Let's see. R40551, that's State Road 62. Right-of-way appraising process started, and a PO was sent this week. R4287, that's State Road 62 from Rosenberg to Wabash. That's a pavement replacement. We had a press conference to announce the project. The website and social media accounts are now live. Design work is proceeding. Scroll down here. B42876, that's US 41, the pedestrian bridge at 41 and Washington Ave. NDOT, HNTB, and the MPO, as well as the city, met to discuss preliminary alternatives and discuss the preferred alternatives to get the bridge, I guess, as close to Washington Avenue as possible. A stakeholder meeting and a public information meeting are both scheduled for November 18th. That echo is killer. That is hard.
Well, this gives you an opportunity to make changes or for any mistakes that you make. You can hear me ask, so it's it's kind of where we are. So technology is great. Okay, any questions or anybody have anything? Any questions with regard to that report? If not, then we have a couple of, we'll go on to new business. There are a couple of items that we need for approvals. So the first one would be the 2021 EMPO measure target recommendations end up KYTC. And so is that you, Pam?
Yes. I'll start with the safety target setting recommendations. The FAST Act and subsequent federal rulemaking has established 5 performance measures related to safety. that the state needs to set and then establish and then report on those annual targets annually. The new targets were submitted, and we distributed those via the a memo. And in the past, the MPO has recommended the adoption and support of the statewide targets, and we're doing the same today. Are there any questions about the targets?
This is Nate. Do we know how successful we've been in the past?
In terms of meeting the targets?
Yes.
I don't have that information in front of me, Nate. I apologize. I believe that we've been close to meeting the targets. This particular year, though, with COVID, I know that there, you know, with the change in the average daily traffic volumes, we may have some challenges, as well as there, the accidents have changed, the types of accidents have changed. I think we're seeing an increase in fatalities nationwide, as a matter of fact, but then a lower number of total accidents. So next year's numbers, we may see some differences there.
Okay, from a legal standpoint, do we need to approve each of these individually, both Indiana and Kentucky, or can we do this combined?
We can do it combined.
Okay. So you've given a full report for both Indiana and Kentucky. Are there any additional questions? Then would entertain a motion.
Nate, you can make that motion.
Second.
Who is the second, please?
Bill Hardy.
So Nate Hahn, motion. Who is this? Who is the second?
Bill here in the room.
Got it. Thank you. Any further discussion? If not, signify for approval by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, it is approved. Is there any additional other business that needs to be? I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
Don't we need to approve further?
Sorry.
So the previous approval was for the safety performance measures. Let me just review the pavement and bridge travel times, and then I'll just review that again. That's not a problem. There are 2-year and 4-year performance measures for truck travel time reliability, NHS bridge condition, and interstate and non-interstate pavement conditions, along as well as mobile source emissions. Both states have the opportunity at the 2-year time frame to readjust their 4-year targets. Both Kentucky and Indiana have decided to adjust their 4-year targets. And the adjustment is primarily due to the fact that they have two more years of baseline data and have had the ability to do the formulas the way that they're required to be done. And so the adjustment is more a matter of bringing it into alignment with that past data, as opposed to where the targets were set originally, where they were just projecting out, because they didn't have a lot of baseline data to go by. Revised targets were submitted to everybody as part of the packet. Does anybody have any questions about these? If not, go ahead. Uh-huh.
I'm just going to ask, was anything unexpected, or is it all what you expected?
Oh, no, there was nothing unexpected.
So why the big drop on the condition of being good for the interstates?
for Indiana, for Kentucky? Which one?
Looking at the first page, is that the...
For the pavement condition?
Yes.
Yeah. It's truly, it's more a matter of having more baseline information on which they can determine what the projections need to be. Nothing other than that. It's just a matter of the calculations that were done previously were done based on the information that they had. They've been able to refine those calculations and the data that's going into those calculations, and that's where the adjustment comes in.
Okay.
Do we need an additional motion on this, or did it cover both of these?
If we could have an additional motion to approve the revised targets for both Kentucky and Indiana, that would be great.
Great. So, entertain a motion.
Kelly, I'm going to approve the revised targets for both.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
And who is seconding?
Bill Harding.
Bill here again.
We have a first and second. Any additional discussion? If not, would signify for approval by aye, saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? It is approved. Any additional business, public comments, or anything else? If not, then maybe we can come back to an adjournment. So I would move to... is there a motion for adjournment, please?
Can we get these other people on the roll call? Because three people came on and they weren't on the roll call.
Hi, Greg. Okay. We have three people on that were not on the initial roll call. One is Nate Hahn. So if I say your name, if you can say present. So Nate Hahn.
Present.
Kelly Mitchell. Who just approved something? Okay. And Luke Hill.
Present.
And Luke, if you could tell me who you're with, because I don't have you on our spreadsheet.
I am with Grad. I am the new regional transportation planner.
Okay, awesome. Welcome, Luke. So okay, I think I have everyone now, so thank you.
Great, okay. Well, thank you for everyone being there. We still need a motion for adjournment, so somebody moves.
This is Lori Van Hook. I motion to adjourn.
And who is second, please?
I'll second. Bill Hardy.
Okay, thank you. I'll signify by saying aye. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And we are adjourned.